news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
At the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, we can guarantee you we will crown a new champion.
For the first time ever, these superstars will attempt to climb a ladder and retrieve the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. When the stakes are highest, how far will they go?
You gotta do whatever you have to do.
And who will become the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion? WWE Money in the Bank, tonight live on WWE Network.
And we're live on the air across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at rantemradio.com, Sunday night, June 29th, 2014. Welcome, everybody, to our coverage for the 2014 edition of Money in the Bank. The reason why I opened up with the 2010 theme, current theme sucks. I hate it. I hate it. Anyways, AA, as always, bringing you another Sunday, fourth Sunday in a row that this network brings you pay-per-view coverage. Can you believe that? I promised you a busy summer. Being joined by Mr. 5 p.m. Surfer.
That's not funny.
And the Impact player, Phil Rea.
Good evening.
Oh my God, it's Sunday night, it's Money in the Bank. What the hell is going to happen tonight?
This has the makings to be something really, really good, if they do it right. I mean, we all know that can't happen.
You know, I was talking with Iron Man, who's in the chat room earlier, and hello to everybody in the chat room and everybody listening live. We'll give you some information on how you can participate in tonight's festivities in just a little bit. That we were talking that he thinks that WWE could pull a swerve tonight and, really grab our attentions. And I'm at a point now in my wrestling viewing career that I'm like, I don't know if anything's going to catch me off guard anymore. I'm all but sour on the product, but, I'm like, I don't know at what point was it, what's going to make me stand up out of my chairs and make me, out of my chair and go, holy shit,
yeah.
I'm at that point. But now it could be we're just going through a period of time where maybe that's the case. I don't know. Well, let's hope that something good happens tonight. We can only wish, right?
Yeah, we can definitely only wish.
But we're here. It's another Sunday night. Like I said, fourth Sunday in the month of June, fourth time we bring you pay-per-view coverage this month, and I take that back, fifth Sunday in the month of June. June 1st we didn't do anything, but how about that? We had some pay-per-view that WWE did at the beginning of the month, which I forgot the name of it already. We had Slammiversary last week. Phil did the pre-show for Best in the World. This week we got Money in the Bank. 3 weeks from tonight, we've got Battleground. Busy.
CYE. I believe it was Payback, right? Was the
there you go. Payback.
Right.
Payback. See why you got to move to 5 p.m. Surfer?
No.
Now, was it as tragic as you made it out to be?
Yes.
You'll see. It's going to get better.
No. See, you don't realize.
It's not gonna dip into your football until September. So don't bitch yet about that.
It's not even that. But you don't care about my personal life, so anyway.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those 30 minutes between 5 and 5:30, a lot was going on.
Pretty much.
Maybe a lot's going behind the scenes.
I guess so. I mean, jeez. That's when you switch out the water in the foot tub. Well, you'll just have to do it at 4:30 now. Anyways, hello to everybody in the chat room and everybody listening live. We'll be taking your calls if you want to participate. 954-889-RANT. 954-889-7268. AA the RANT. All one word on Skype. Now remember, stick with us during the special event. In the chat room, we'll be chatting with you live during the course of the 3 hours. And of course, if you don't have the WWE Network or you don't feel like buying this pay-per-view, there's a little bit of a link there that you can, watch. And do me a favor, I don't want any posts in the chat room about the BET Awards tonight. I don't care.
They still have a channel?
Of course they do. And listen, here's a spoiler alert for the BET Awards. There was a stabbing last night. Be prepared. Geez. Another one will happen before the end of the night.
You know, I was going to meet Rage last night.
I heard about this because I guess Rage couldn't contain himself, so he had to come and tell me that I met Surfer.
And I look up and they're driving around this video truck advertising the BET Awards. And I'm like, okay, fine. BET Awards, fine. You know, they want to get the word out there. But they're acting like this is like the biggest BET award of all time.
Boy. And how was it meeting Rage?
Well, he said he had to get back to the hotel, so it was only a few minutes. I popped his cherry and treated him to a steak.
How about that?
Awesome.
You dipped into your change purse and bought him a steak sandwich.
Surfer, are you in South Philly, or where are you exactly in Philly, if you don't mind me asking? What's that?
I live in West Philly.
Oh, you're in West Philly. Okay. All right.
South Philly? Come on now. That's what Passing Geno's is. That's for the tourists.
No. I used to go down there a lot. That's why I'm asking. I know where the tourists go.
He traverses, that tri-state area, Surfer.
It's a fine area, man. It's some good routes down there. Your sports fans suck, but other than that, your food's fantastic. The people are nice for the most part. If you don't go to an Eagles game, your people are nice over there. But, well, I digress.
Well, you got to understand the history of the Eagles. I mean...
Dude, how do you boo Santa Claus and throw batteries at him? Not you specifically, but that's what they do to Santa Claus. If they do it to Santa Claus, I can't respect it.
You know what year that happened?
I don't care. It's Santa Claus.
Wait, do you know what year that happened?
It happened a long time ago.
All right, do you know the story behind it?
We only got 1 hour, Surfer.
No, the story was he was drunk... and wasn't even a fat Santa.
The original Santa wasn't fat anyway, man.
I mean, that's from all those damn cookies we kids
put out. Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyways, the BET Awards for Harry T., who's an Englishman, the Black Entertainment Television Awards.
Yeah. They used to show good sitcoms back in the day. They still do. I haven't even checked it out.
I don't know. I mean, I just remember reruns of Sanford.
Yeah.
Anyways, Money in the Bank, lots to talk about. Oh, so I was talking about the chat room. Chat with us during the course of the event, and of course at 11 o'clock we'll have a post-show recapping everything that went down. Match results on Twitter and Facebook at RantEmRadio, and of course on the website, RantEmRadio.com. The next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage, like I said, 3 weeks from tonight for WWE Battleground in Tampa, Florida. So, we've got a pay-per-view here. A lot of matches were thrown together kind of at the last minute. But then again, these 3 week stretches between pay-per-views don't work.
They've been doing it a lot. They tell you the one or two main events, then the rest they just at the last second tell you who's on the card.
Now, I haven't been religiously paying attention to the product as attentively as I normally have been. You know, as you've heard the last couple of episodes of the Rant, I've kind of been on somewhere else. And there are two matches that kind of snuck up on me that I didn't even, I'm not even aware about. And that is Summer Rae and Layla. And this Stardust, Goldust, Ryback, Rybacksel thing. It just, they just kind of, you know, just came up out of nowhere. But we don't have a kickoff match.
No.
So you won't be able to hear me calling the action tonight.
No which, midgets.
Which is unfortunate, you know. I drank some tea before coming on the air, and you know, I'm all my voice is all oiled up.
Drink your herbal tea for nothing.
Sweet tea. I don't do that herbal crap. That's rage. Anyways, so I guess let's get started with the weakest match on the card, and that would be Big E versus Rusev in what I honestly believe should have been a flag match. We haven't had one yet. I mean, for God's sakes, these two have been flying around with flags for 30 days now. Where the hell? Come on, have a flag match.
I think Rusev is a character that's probably, if you put him against guys that are better than him, then you might see another side of him. I like the character. He actually grew on me. But it's probably, yeah, you're right. It's probably the weakest match next to the women's match tonight.
I mean, this is just, I don't know. Surfer, your thoughts?
I don't know if Reverend Big E's going to win tonight. I mean, I would like for him to get back at Rusev, but, you know, Rusev's getting the push, so I can't root for Reverend Big E tonight, so I'm going with Rusev.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Rusev on this one, too. Who are you going with, Phil?
Yeah, I like Rusev. I don't think Bob Backlund can hang with Mr. Rusev. He's on a pretty much a momentum push right now. Again, though, I'm not taking nothing away from Big E. I think he's decent. I just think that, well, he can't cut promos. But other than that, I feel like if Rusev starts fighting guys that are better than him,
he can give a sermon, a speech, or something he gave the other day.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. Have you guys noticed that when he's not like in a ring or ringside, he's like Bob Backlund, but then when he goes like he's in the back or he's somewhere else, he's like he's righteous and he's wonderful and he's so outgoing. I don't understand why. Should it be the total opposite? Maybe it's just me though. I don't know,
man. I just think that this is just a big waste of time.
It's a filler match. I mean, we've dealt with it for 30 years.
And how many more of these are we going to have tonight? Because, I mean, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, actually, we might not have too many filler matches. There are 7 matches on the card.
You got two ladder matches that take up a bit of time, you know.
The main event probably will go close to an hour, but yeah, Rusev is going to take this one. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, he's been pushed like crazy lately with this whole Putin thing and getting the Russian Federation medal and
got a hot piece with him too.
Again, that face though, she could stop traffic.
Dude, she's not as bad as What's-Her-Face from The Beautiful People.
That's a train wreck. What are you talking about?
She's a hot mess, dude. The hell's an Angelina Love? That's
Angelina Love not only could stop traffic, you know, but she could stop air traffic. I mean, it's just...
Angelina Love looks like one of those women you see on those bars on the side of the highway where the bikers hang out at. And the strippers.
And she's waiting for somebody to buy her a drink.
The strippers have bigger guts than the guys watching her.
We used to do it. When I used to work the overnights on the ambulance, we used to have a thing called the Walk of Shame. What we'd do is we'd park our ambulance in front of clubs at like 4 in the morning, wait for these hot messes to walk out and stumble onto the floor and get a call. That's her.
and Velvet Sky, I tell you.
She's beautiful.
Listen, the face, beautiful. The body, okay.
Yeah.
The chest is a little, you know,
Plastic? Yeah.
No, it looks too plastic is the thing I wanted to say. But
yeah, she filled out a little too much just because. That's what girls do lately.
Not even that. It's just that it looks unnatural. It just flat out, she could be grossly huge, but it still looked natural. She looks like she's wearing bowling balls. But that's the point I'm trying to make is that she went and she inked up, and then she went and she, I could overlook the ink that she had before, but then she went and got that shoulder tat because all of a sudden now she's Miss Bully Ray. Yeah, I tell you, no more. Yeah, bye, Velvet.
Either way, I think Lana's got some potential, though, man. I think if I think she's got more potential than Rusev if she, you know.
I think maybe she take that hair out of a bun.
Oh God,
that red lipstick.
Maybe her face won't be so tight. I mean, that bun is like I don't know, man. It's well positioned, you know, and everything. Anyways, moving on to another match that is just Summer Rae versus Layla, and if Milk or Kitty Litter get involved in this match, I guess, hey, this pay-per-view only cost me $10. With Fandango as the special guest referee, Surfer, you're a fan of matches that involve two ladies, cat fights, and kitty litter.
Well, until just now, I would have went with Summer Rae, but since Fandango's involved, I think Layla's going to take it.
You know why I'm going to tell you you're wrong?
Okay.
I'm going with Summer Rae on this one.
And well, I think Summer Rae is the safe bet, too, but...
No, I'm going to tell you why I'm going with Summer Rae. I think she's going back with Fandango.
Oh, okay, and since she's done the movie.
Yep. It's like she's going to take back her boyfriend and you know, Layla's going to go. Because Layla, you know, visually looks good and everything, but I don't see Layla out there dancing like Summer Rae did.
But we know the truth between those two. There's no chemistry.
That's true, too.
I like Layla. I like Layla for the win. I don't know why.
Everybody likes Layla.
Oh, yeah. She can get it, too. She's beautiful. But, and she's a little older, too. So, right up our alley. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Summer Rae is the safe bet. I like Layla for the win. I don't know. I just do.
You just do.
That's going to be my Phil has to take the garbage out because it's Sunday night match. So... You know, and then I'll grab a snack. So either way.
You see, I take the garbage out on Mondays because they come and pick it up Tuesday morning. But so I always do it immediately after Raw. So I never have a moment like that. But whatever. Anyways, another Divas match. Very rare that we have two Divas matches on one card. The Divas champion Paige will go up against Naomi. Phil, we'll start with you on this one.
I'm not impressed with Paige yet. I think she was better in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't impressed me up here. I mean on Raw. I like her for the win, but again, she just for some reason it's not clicking with her. Maybe it's just me. Am I missing something? Does a finisher. I don't feel her in the ring. I don't know, but I like her for the win.
Do you think that it's because they just kind of threw her up in the WWE all willy-nilly?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think she's a talent, and she did phenomenal in NXT.
Uh-huh.
But since they brought her up, even like her first night when she won the belt, it was just cheesy the way they did it. It's not clicking with her for some reason. You know, I don't know. Maybe unless I'm missing something.
There's no storyline behind her being champion. It's just she has the belt, and that's about it.
Ooh, you guys want to hear the ultimate disgrace? Or want to know the ultimate disgrace that I just witnessed on the WWE Network?
Uh-oh.
So we haven't done the rant yet. You know, obviously, it's not Tuesday, but on Tuesday we were going to talk about Josh Matthews being released.
Right.
And they just aired a commercial for the kickoff and on the WWE Network, and they took... video from the from the kickoff from Payback, from the last pay-per-view. But they cropped out, you know, they took a wide shot of the panel, but they cropped out Josh Matthews.
What? Is it behind his release? Or they just
I think something cuffs. Happened.
Yeah, something happened. That and he was backstage at TNA over the weekend.
I think something happened. Hanging out. So. I really think something happened. You know what I think possibly happened? I think Josh was trying to talk to TNA while still under contract with WWE.
Possibly.
And they found out and they threw his ass out real quick.
He'll be better than TNA and Taz, I can tell you that.
I got an issue with TNA in general.
You know what? I don't. And I idolized Taz 20 years ago at ECW. For me, he doesn't do nothing for me, but we'll talk about that another time.
Like I said a million times, and we'll talk about it, but Tanay's not a play-by-play guy. He's a color guy.
He's a color guy, and he did well in WCW with that. He did all the international stuff, and he was a filler on Nitro when they got hot. So, I mean, I agree. I definitely agree.
All right, well, so.
Tanay and JB do the play-by-play.
That's true.
Jeremy Borash. Good point, Surfer. Good point.
Awful. But, well, I guess we'll talk about announcers one day. Did we give our predictions for this? Okay, so, Phil, you were saying that your page is not clicking with you.
I'm taking Paige for the win. Yeah.
But you're taking Paige, though.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, and I think the Funkadactyls are going to break up. I think one of them is going to cost the other one the belt or the shot. I mean, like, during a match, I mean, she may interfere.
That sounds feasible.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that Cameron is going to cost Naomi the match, but I'm always rooting for Naomi. I'm sorry. Logic goes out the window on this one.
I'm rooting for her, too. I don't think she's just going to win.
she should get a title reign at this point. You know, I'm taking Naomi.
Because you know what it is? Surfer wants those 8x10s of Naomi wearing the belt. You know?
Absolutely. Of course he does. You know, wants the poster in the middle of the magazine. I can't knock his hustle.
And knowing Surfer, you know, the poster, you know, you look at the poster, Surfer's capable of turning the poster to the other side just to see if there's anything there. Anyways, I'm going with Naomi, though. Even though that I think Cameron is going to get involved in here, I think...
She's going to turn no matter what.
She's going to turn no matter what. I think she's going to cost Paige the title, which is going to, in turn... I think they're going to have a three-way at Battleground. It's going to essentially be an Oreo match.
I wish they would put the double cage in it. That's the only arena that's facilitated for it, but that's another...
They could surprise us at the last minute, Phil.
Oh, dude, that would be so good. And I've been to St. Pete's, man. I was there last year for a hockey game. It's a nice venue.
You never know. They could very well surprise us at the very last minute and say, hey... But to be honest with you... I don't see how they could set one up now at this point in terms of storylines.
No, it would be better if they had when the Shield was doing Evolution and
yeah,
I agree.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going with Naomi on this one, and I actually think that until Cameron gets involved, you know, which she's gonna, her involvement will probably be towards the end. I think it's going to be a decent match. I really do because Paige has the skills. Yes, she's wrestled better matches in NXT, but I think Naomi, while she wrestles a much different style than Paige, I think is capable enough to hang with Paige, and you know, and everything should be.
I hope you're right, dude. Because again, the Divas division is, you know, my dislike for women's wrestling to begin with, but you know, to their credit, the division has gotten tighter.
Yeah,
with the implementation of NXT, right. You know what I'm saying? So,
I haven't been watching NXT lately, you know, because things have just been so chaotic lately. But I've been hearing that even the matches that have not been taped for TV, that the matches that have been happening at the live events, in terms of the Divas, they've been knocking them out of the park. Which everybody before Charlotte became champion was criticized. She's awful. Why is she going to main event this or have a match at this event and whatever, and she's apparently she's tearing the house down.
Well, look what that is. It's
yeah, I get that, but sometimes you know what it is, and a lot of people, they don't they don't give the proper chance to somebody. Like, sometimes, you know, I'm sure there's a handful of guys in the WWE that we look at them. I'm going to use, for example, I'll use Rybacksel as an example. They're okay. They're nothing out of the world, you know, but whatever. But let's say one day down the road, they become tag team champions. You never know what having that championship will do to you, that something just turns on inside you, and then those matches, boom.
Start ticking,
they start ticking, and they start...
Well, seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. They start going up.
And a lot of second-generation wrestlers have, quote-unquote, shit the bed, let's be honest. Right. I mean, Kenning's kid is okay. Yeah. He's all right. We go back to as far as David Sammartino, a couple of guys. Even I thought David Flair was. I thought David Flair was underrated, and he wasn't utilized properly. That's in the WCW story. We'll get into either on a rant or on my show. But
right.
But again, a lot of second generation wrestlers, you know, have not stepped their game up. To be perfectly honest with you, but she's not bad, man. And this is coming from somebody who hates women's wrestling. You know, I think it's. Yeah, like I said before, the division's getting tighter, and I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I hope it didn't make a turn for the better.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, right?
Absolutely.
Wait and see. I mean, everything. You know, we're walking on eggshells right now in terms of wrestling across the board, not just WWE. TNA is also. They've been on thin ice with me since I started doing the rant, but I mean, especially now and. Everything that's going on lately, the choices that they're making and this and that, and I could care less what the hell happened in the Manhattan Center. But, you know, I hope something. Yeah, ROH is doing great, and they're always going to do great. I don't think that there's anything that could possibly happen in Ring of Honor that would ruin it.
I could tell you what needs to happen. In 2 minutes, and Jim Ross made a good point on his show a couple weeks ago. He said, if TNA turns the corner, this is obviously he did the podcast before the right. Manhattan shows. If TNA turns the corner, what Ring of Honor should do, and he loves Ring of Honor, which a lot of me included, I love it, but it is what it is. But that should be a breeding ground for developmental in WWE.
Oh, I think so.
Get a working agreement. Let some of these guys go down to Florida. Work their way up, because you got. Let me tell you something. You got guys in that. I mean, their tag team division alone, the Briscoes print money. Red Dragon prints money. These guys can work.
Well,
Adam Cole can work. Kevin Steen can work.
Well, it's not by any stroke of luck that these guys all not all of them, but you mentioned Kevin Steen is rumored to be on his way to WWE. The Wolves, who were a staple in ROH before they went to TNA,
got the tryout.
They appeared on NXT, you know, and then they did something that rubbed WWE the wrong way, and then they were showing the door. But I think we're also in a position in a period of time, I should say, where I think we just have to go through the cycle. Out with the old, bring in the new, because the new really is what's going to take us into the future, because I see WWE tapping into ROH. I don't know, not so much TNA. They dabble here and there in ROH, but it's really, and it took years and years for WWE to really look at ROH and say, hey, you know, there's some good stuff over here. Okay, they got CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, but that was about it for a long time.
And that's why I mentioned that this pay-per-view tonight has the makings to be epic. And I say that because all the guys that they've been breeding up from the minors are showcased tonight. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, they're showcased tonight, and now they can... You know, they're scared. They're looking for the next cereal box guy. They're looking for the next Cena.
Yeah.
And they're scared, AA. They're scared because they don't know who the next guy is. They're losing money. It's common knowledge, you know. And it's they're afraid. If they work, they do a working agreement with Ring of Honor, start showcasing these guys, and then start showcasing the guys that are up already, you know, then you might have something going on.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we're gonna find out here in about 30 seconds time who's replacing Josh Matthews. On the panel, My guess is Renee Young. She's the big voice now in the WWE. I'm not saying she's going to be the voice of the WWE, but she's the go-to person now. And good for her. I like Renee Young a lot.
Yeah, you know? she does a pretty good job.
You know, I agree.
I think she holds her own. I think the few times that she's been on some of these panels with Paul Heyman, I've found very entertaining. Because also I think Paul has a thing where he likes to harass females in a polite way, of course. Like, he used to give hell to Missy Hyatt, but I know that deep down inside he loves Missy Hyatt.
I still don't understand that story he told about the prom and the uncles pulling the date out of the car. I was like, who was he talking about?
Yeah. And, of course, it is Renee Young.
Who's she related to? That he's supposedly witnessed uncles and people being pulled out of cars and everything.
I don't know, Surf. I'll look into that. If I find out before Wednesday, I'll let you know. But I have no idea.
Oh, look at this. Renee Young, Booker T, Christian, and Alex Riley.
I'm glad they gave Christian some work. And we talked about that a few months ago. Guys that are on TV now have an opportunity to come on TV. And that's what the way they do it. They did it with Brodus Clay's partner. What's his name? Tenzai, a little while ago. He was on a couple of pre-shows. And I like that. I like that they have different guys on now.
I really think that the one that we need to yank out of NXT is William Regal. I think if I'm going to position things, this is AA planning, okay? If you have to keep Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler and JBL, I'll give you that. Keep them. Let them stay on Raw. Fine. Over on SmackDown, I would do Tom Phillips and William Regal. And then over in NXT, I would do Renee Young, Byron Saxton, and somebody else. I like Tensai, but I don't like him enough to make him a color commentator.
Yeah, he's definitely replaceable. They got other guys in place like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex Riley is a great example. I think Alex Riley does a great job on these panels.
Me too.
And he's well-spoken. And that's the reason why Alex was, for a long time, he was the color commentator on Main Event.
I think Alex Riley's a simpler version of Matt Stryker, where Matt Stryker was like the history guy.
Yeah.
Alex Riley taps into that like a bit.
Right.
But I think he's like a watered-down version of Matt Stryker, and I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't have a problem with it at all.
Look at this. Tom Phillips in the social media lounge doing what Renee Young usually does. Boy, they're really erasing Josh Matthews from the books. Anyways, continuing on with our coverage here, Money in the Bank. Don't forget, like I said, chat with us during the pay-per-view. And, of course, we'll be on the air at 11 o'clock with a post-show recapping everything that went down. All right. Match results on Twitter and Facebook, Rant AM Radio, and of course, rantamradio.com. Next match on the card, a match that could put either team in contention to be the number one contenders for the WWE Tag Team titles, the team of Rybacksel against the Dust Brothers. And that's actually a band. Gold Dust and Stardust.
They're on a Spawn soundtrack, those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surfer, we'll start with you on this one.
I would my mind tells me to go with the Dustins, but I get the feeling Stardust is not going to stay around long. He's going to do something to stab Goldust in the back.
Oh, that's very possible. That's very possible.
I mean, we went through weeks. I'm gonna get you a new partner, and then all of a sudden, Stardust. So
you're going with Rybacksel?
No, I'm gonna go with the Dustins, but don't be surprised if something screwy goes on.
Okay, what about you, Phil?
I agree with Surfer, except I don't think it's gonna happen tonight. I think they're gonna win, the Dust Brothers. And, I can't believe I'm saying that.
Lawsuit.
Yeah. They were on that Spawn soundtrack.
Yeah.
That
was, They've been on. They're on a couple of soundtracks. They do. Yeah. They do scores, don't they?
Don't they like big time producers now? Those guys.
They did. Yeah. They also did the. They've done. They did Howard Stern. One of the Howard Stern themes. Also.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. But I agree with Surfer. Except I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think they may let this marinate for a little while. And
I like it.
I like it too. I don't dislike it. I don't like Rybacksel at all.
Yeah,
I don't like you agree, Surfer? I don't like Ryback in a tag team role. He should be an animal by himself, you know.
But do you think that his he had his chance to be an animal?
It was the same thing when Daniel Bryan was the world champ, his first world champ run. They gave him crappy runs. They gave him Mark Henry, who was injured all the time. They gave him the Big Show. They gave him like these guys were impossible.
But he feuded with CM Punk for such a long time.
Well, yeah, the CM Punk thing though was different because they had a history and those were great matches. But then they put Ryback in his gorilla role, and they buried him. It was so quick that he wasn't even on top that long. You know, he got buried super quick. I thought they could have did more with him.
They pushed him too early.
I agree. He wasn't bad in that role, Surfer. I just think that they could have did more with him. Maybe unless I'm wrong. You know,
I mean, this is the point now that he should be either dominating the mid cards with a belt, or you know, making that push to get the main title.
He should be in Sheamus' spot. You're right.
But instead, you know, because Punk got hurt, they jumped the gun with the guy.
Yep.
Let me see here. I just saw something flash across the thing. John Stewart is in the house. Let's talk about that real briefly, because we got a little bit of time. We can stretch it a little bit today, since we don't have a dark match that we're going to be commenting on. The crowd in Boston, how much will they play into tonight's pay-per-view?
They're always a good time.
Do you think they're going to be obnoxious?
Yeah, they are. They're almost as bad as New York and Philly fans. But, you know, they're a hot crowd. They're a hot crowd. They'll tell you how they feel. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Jersey. Same thing with New York. Same thing with Philly. They'll tell you how it is. It's the Northeast thing. I sound biased. I know. I'm sorry.
It's all the cities that fought in the Revolutionary War. We still got that chip on our shoulder.
Yeah, pretty much. All the colonies. But yeah, it's good. The crowd will definitely play into it. They're a great crowd. Boston's a great crowd. Absolutely.
Surfer.
Yes.
You think they're going to play into it tonight?
At spots, yes. Now, not the whole night. I don't think it's going to be jumping the whole night, but I think they'll get into it at the right moments.
Okay. All right. Next match on the card, WWE Tag Team titles are on the line. The Usos up against their most toughest challenge yet. Even though that they've faced them many times in the past, the team of Eric Rowan and Luke Harper and that creepy-ass theme song. Phil.
I like the Wyatts for the win. I love the Usos, but I love Eric Rowan. You know, I think he's the guy. And we talked about this a couple months ago where that one guy in the tag team could be the breakout star.
Right.
And they keep making the comparisons to Brody. That's just too much. But I think he's got something. And there's not too much of a tag team division for the Usos to play with, like Triple H promised everybody. So I like the Wyatt brothers for the win.
Okay, we're gonna try to drag a phone call in here. No, that didn't work. Area code 314, if you're listening, call back in. I don't know what the hell is up with Skype that it.
You know what? Are you sure you got control to Skype, not Phil?
No, you were the first one that called me.
I called in.
But then when afterwards, there was a switch.
I understand that. It's just, it's been happening a lot lately.
Yeah, when I called in, I was connected to both of you guys. I saw your pictures come up.
Yeah, so.
So what did you lose? Did you lose?
No, if I didn't have control, it wouldn't allow me to. It wouldn't allow me to add to the thing,
right.
And it does. The thing is that it keeps putting, when I bring somebody up, it puts you guys on hold and takes that other call, and I don't understand what the hell is going on. I gotta report this to the Skype authorities.
I don't have that problem.
Well, really? See, you don't have that problem. It's more reason for you to stay at 5 o'clock. Anyways, did you give your pick, server?
I'm going with the fam because they just been going after the Usos so much that usually when you see one group get so many title shots, they usually wear the other team down, and it's time for the fam to get the belt.
All right. Apparently, it was Pastor Sadell that was trying to call in. So call back in, Pastor. We can we'll be able to take your call now.
I told you. I said last night. I'm waiting for them to come out with their version of Moonshine because I think it'd be some good stuff.
That'll be next, I guess. Right.
That's now, right. Wyatt Family Moonshine.
Let me see if we can add Tony C here. Hold on.
I can't drink that stuff anymore.
What, moonshine?
Yeah.
I've only had it a few times, and it did burn a hole in me.
Yeah. I got it from Georgia, actually. So I got family down there, and they brought it up, and I was like, that's crazy. They put that stuff in the car and spontaneously combust.
Remember the Beverly Hillbillies, the stuff Granny used to make?
In the bathtub, yeah.
Make the car go faster and everything?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tony C, Pastor Sadell, you can go ahead and call in. Rage, I know you were trying to call in earlier. We're going to make an attempt for this to work. But anyways, I'm going with the Wyatts as well. I think it's time for them to have some gold, even though that's copper. But I think it's time for them to have some championships and to really make them, solidify them as a badass tag team in the WWE. Not that they need the championship, but, you know, that kind of like is the stamp. You know?
Well, as a group, you know, if they're just there and they're not getting the gold of some one of them or all of them, what's the point of having them as a team?
Tony C!
What's up, fam?
What's up, family? What's going on?
Hey, man. Just leaving from a little family function. Sorry about the lateness.
Did the wife let you call in?
Oh. No. I got permission.
There you go. I had to get permission too, bro. Don't get it twisted.
So what you guys speaking on right now?
We are talking about...
I know you're closing out.
We're talking about the tag team titles. We're talking about the Usos. We're talking about the Wyatts. Who do you take in this... in this match?
I want the Wyatts to win, man. It gotta be something new, huh? The Usos, you know, they had that little shine. Now it's time for Roman and Harper.
I agree.
They took enough L's from you know who, so they deserve this.
I agree.
I know Thurston's home.
What about you, Pastor Sadell?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man? I believe this is the first time you're calling into one of these pre-shows.
Oh, yeah. And I agree. Let's get the Wyatts going.
And I heard you stirred the pot a little bit last night.
The Usos instigated that feud.
What, the feud with the Wyatts?
That's the first time the Usos instigated that feud. I remember Michael Cole saying that when they came out to the ring to help Cena, they kind of instigated it. They kind of did the back before a change.
Okay. All right.
No. When the Usos came down, this was after they had fought a few times. They had just had regular matches. But then, of course, they came down and helped Cena. Then, you know, it started the little three-way, six-way thing.
Let's see here.
I'm sure that's
Wyatts. We're going to go with... we're going to go with the first of two Money in the Bank ladder matches here as we close out this pre-show. This is for a contract. The winner to get a World Heavyweight Championship match anytime, any place within the coming year. The participants as it stands right now: Kofi Kingston, Rob Van Dam, Dolph Ziggler, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Jack Swagger, and in question, the Intercontinental Champion Wade Barrett. But it looks like Wade Barrett will not participate in the match. For those of you that missed SmackDown this past Friday, Wade Barrett suffered a separated shoulder after getting thrown around by, who was it? It was Jack Swagger.
Yeah.
And on SmackDown, and I actually saw the moment where he separated his shoulder. So
that was a hit.
It was rough. It was rough. I guess let's start with this. This is a 2-part question. Are they going to have somebody fill in that spot? If so, who? Let's start with Phil, and we'll go around the room.
If they're going to fill it, I don't know at this point. I don't know who would they. Is there anybody else? I mean, would they bring somebody back? I don't know. That's.
I have a theory, but when we get to me, I'll say it.
So,
no, Christian's on the kickoff.
Are we picking the winner, or are we just picking the guy who's going to replace?
Well, right now the replacement, if there's going to be one.
I don't know.
It's going to be Daniel Bryan.
Okay. You think it's going to be Daniel Bryan? Why?
Yeah, Ray said it, so it must be true.
That's right. I forgot. You did tell me that the other day.
If that comes to pass, we will never hear the end of it.
What about you, Pastor Sadella? What do you think?
Where's Christian?
He's on the kickoff.
That's Christian.
somebody's going to be in and out. They replace him, but I don't have an idea of who.
I got two theories, but what about you, Tony C?
I'm stumped on a replacement, though. I'm like Phil. I don't know.
Is that the actual order of cards you got there, Double A?
Yeah.
Where's our truth at? How come he ain't getting a paycheck this week, this month?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
it. Michael Cole now interviewing Daniel Bryan, who's walking out to the ring, sans neck brace. So Daniel Bryan is going to talk about losing the being stripped of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I'd pipe in the audio, but what the hell. So if you want to hear it, go and watch the kickoff a little bit later on. All right, so here's what I think possibly could happen. I'll give you one person that could be in the match. I think it could be The Miz.
Yeah.
Rick Flair.
He just brought him back on house shows.
Makes sense.
And Flair is he supposed to be going with Flair?
Yeah.
Ah, that's
it. I've seen no neck brace on the guy.
I said without the neck brace. That's what sans neck brace is. And it says that the WWE Network is now available in SAP, in SAP. That's interesting.
What the hell is SAP?
My other prediction would be, and this is going to lead into my pick, who might win the other ladder match. I honestly think another feasible option could be Brock Lesnar.
That's a good point. He's on the poster for SummerSlam, but so is you know who.
You know why that doesn't fit to me? Because everybody in that second Money in the Bank are mid-carders, and then Brock Lesnar just seems like if he's in that match, there's no reason why he shouldn't just toss everybody in one fell swoop and take the contract.
That's a good point, but to play devil's advocate, he is not the mid-card guy. He's in there as a bulldozer and goes and just destroys everybody and gets
right, back. It just seemed like unfair and out of place to put your top guy in there with a bunch of mid-carders.
Oh, is it unfair? He's a wrestler. He's going to be in the wrestling match.
I don't mean like it's truly unfair, but you know, if Brock goes in that match, then it's like you don't have any anticipation of who could win it. You're just going to assume he's going to win it.
In keeping with kayfabe, everybody's at a disadvantage in the ladder unless you're a Hardy Boy or Edge and Christian or Dudley. Everybody's at a disadvantage. You know, nobody does this regularly. You know what I'm saying? Unless they, like maybe Zig, the Ziggler's of the world, the Rob Van Dam's of the world.
Wait a minute. Go ahead. I'm just going to let you know that the script for Money in the Bank has been leaked online.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead.
No, that's my point. I mean, it's everybody's out of their element. But Surfer has a good point. I mean, he's not a mid-card guy, but again, he doesn't have to be. He could walk in and bulldoze the entire other five guys. You know,
I'm interested to hear what their scripts is.
I don't know. I'm just let me see. Home base. Somebody's buying.
If he's supposed to be the man, he would demand that his client got into that championship match, not into a contract match.
Again, good point. I'm just saying, like, if they were going to throw at people a swerve, that would be the swerve, and that would be like the moment of the night. You know what I'm saying, Tony C?
Yeah, I feel Cesaro's in the other match too. That might work.
What's that, Pastor?
Cesaro's in the other match too.
Yeah, it's true.
But I'm thinking if Brock does, it would make sense for Brock to be in that match because it puts him at an advantage. Because you know he's not there, but you don't know. You never know when he's gonna pop in and cash it in. That's how I'm looking at it.
True that.
You know,
I am.
I don't think we would ever be the first time we witnessed a ladder match squash match. But that's what it basically would become.
But it would be very, very
different.
I don't think they're having a run through everybody. They might stretch it out some.
And now you have a reason to put Brock back on TV because you know he only has that couple of certain appearances a year. But you already know he's going to be at SummerSlam.
Yep.
So this is it. I mean, you could put
Night of Champions.
Yeah.
Well, luckily it's small print, but it does say that it is sold out. Anyways, ay. Unbelievable.
If you know who, well, I will wait till you get
maybe,
to
maybe
that.
Josh Matthews was let in on that email.
Maybe that's why he got fired, because he leaked it.
So let's go around the room. Who's going to win now, that match?
That changes everything.
Take it however you want, however we discussed it. Who do we think is going to win? The first Money in the Bank ladder match, not the main event. And then we're going to gloss over the main event.
I got Rollins.
You got Rollins. Surfer.
I would go with Kofi Kingston, but we know that ain't going to happen.
Bo Dallas is on his way to the ring to talk to Daniel Bryan. Tony C.
Seth Rollins is in this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with him.
Phil?
I'm taking Ambrose with Ziggles as my dark horse.
So you think Ziggler could be a repeat?
I think Ziggler can be a repeat. If they're going to push him, it'll be now. They have to. This kid's been in the doghouse for like a gazillion months now.
Yeah.
If they're going to do anything with him, it'll be tonight.
I'm going with the person that fills in for Wade Barrett.
So you taking whoever fills in? Okay.
I think so.
I don't think they may not even fill it.
They may just
have it, you know, that just he can't make it and whatever.
Yeah.
And Brock can still make a run in. And beat somebody up. Maybe he'll beat up you know who.
Brian.
After the next match.
The main event. You mentioned that. The main event. The main event. World Heavyweight title is on the line. And I hate when people call while I'm on the air.
Yo, tell you women that you're watching wrestling, dude.
It's not even that. It's a survey.
Handle it.
Anyways. So, the World Heavyweight title is on the line. We got 5 minutes to quickly go over this one. John Cena, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, Cesaro, Sheamus, Kane, Alberto Del Rio, and Roman Reigns. Phil.
I would love to see Roman Reigns win it, but I got to go with Cena. Surfer. And I'll take Bray Wyatt for the Dark Horse.
Surfer.
I really don't know. If I have to pick somebody, I'm going to go. Cesaro's in this, right?
Yeah.
I'll go with him.
Tony C.
All right. I would love to see Bray Wyatt win, but I'm going with Old Reliable. Well, one of the two Old Reliables, Cena or Orton.
Okay.
Orton, huh?
Pastor Sadell.
I'm sticking with my original pick, Cena, but he's in his hometown. Nobody goes over in their hometown and media cashing.
Not necessarily. Cena's the exception to that.
Has he gone over?
He's gone over.
He won the last time Cena won in his hometown.
He won the world title against Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah, that's the world title.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well.
But they normally don't, though. Pastor's got a point. They normally.
Yeah.
Wait, well, what I missed with Bo Leave?
He just came out and just told them a whole bunch of gibberish.
Oh, that's what the game Brian hit.
I thought it was going to be more of a confrontation.
I know, right? It was. Well, he can't be physical.
Yeah.
That I understand, but it just seemed to be over. Like nothing happened. Like, did they really need that?
I'm surprised that briefcase money in the bank is not first. Curtain jerk.
We don't know.
Give somebody time to rest up before they come back out.
I got a prediction. This is for rage, okay? The replacement person is going to be Damian Sandow. He's going to get the Money in the Bank again.
Oh, God.
And he's going to become champion.
I forgot he was the... Anyways, all right. I'm going with Cesaro.
If that happened, I'll watch a TNA marathon.
I'm going with Cesaro because I believe in Cesaro. Because whether you like it or not, Battleground is going to be a weak pay-per-view, so we need a weak champion. I'm not saying that Cesaro is going to be a weak champion, but...
Transitional?
You have to have a transitional champion between now and SummerSlam, and I believe they're going to try to push Brock and Cesaro at SummerSlam for the title, and they're going to build something else out as the main event.
That would be delicious, actually. I would definitely think that.
I'm going with that, and with that said...
So who did you know who... You forgetting about you know who?
Who am I forgetting?
No, I picked him for. I mean,
and he's on the poster. You mean to tell me he's not going to be in the main event?
Posters don't say anything. Well, there was a time where somebody came on this program and said, you know, WWE issued a line of stickers that should predicate what's going to happen in the future. Stickers don't work either. Stickers, posters, it all could change. Listen,
I believe in stickers.
Listen, Kofi Kingston was on the first Money in the Bank poster, and nothing happened. So take that and
smoke with his fake ass Guyanese accent.
Exactly. So
I believe in stickers. I don't know why y'all don't believe in the power.
See the posters too, right?
He saw the poster. With that said, I want to remind everybody: stick with us in the chat room. Chat with us during the pay per view. We'll be in there during the course of the next 3 hours, and of course, match results on Twitter and Facebook at RantAM Radio. On the website, rantamradio.com. Download this pre-show a little bit later on tonight. 3 hours from now, we'll be on the air once again with our post-show at 11 o'clock. That's where we will recap everything that goes down, whether it's good or bad. I guess we're just going to have to find out. So, with that said, I want to thank everybody for participating in the chat room. It's been hot, hot, hot in the chat room. A lot of people in the chat room. Stick around in the chat room. The feed, stick around because we're going to replay this pre-show in about 10 minutes. So, for my friends on the line here, Pastor Sadell, Tony C. Surfer, and Phil, I'm AA. We'll see you in 3 hours for the Money in the Bank post-show.
Enjoy the show, guys.
Enjoy the show from Boston.
All right, fellas.